Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Latte.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Latte.
That's it. Friday equals latte.
How are you, Ben?
I'm very well, Frank.
How's your week?
My week has been...
Just begun?
My week has just ended.
Oh, yes, that's
actually,
true.
Because the weekend has just begun.
Correct weight.
Yes.
And
net weight.
We've got a couple of guests on the show.
Have we?
Well, maybe one. Ross Watson.
We have tens of listeners.
And you can win a signed copy of Ross Watson's new book available from his current exhibition. So that's valued to the cost of $170. So that's pretty good.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to talk to him as well. About his exhibition.
About his exhibition.
And some of the subject matter of his paintings.
Oh, are they rude?
They're very colourful.
Colourful.
There's a lot of colour in those
paintings.
I've got
some pictures in here, but they're all in black and white.
Oh, trust producer Paul to print out in black and white.
Now, you wanted to tell me something, didn't you?
I was just a little bit concerned about our neighbours up north.
Oh, yes.
In, you know,
they've gone through troubled
times.
What's
it called? FNQ.
FNQ.
FNQ. That's poor people.
I know.
But they did fly. They apparently, I saw on... The Sunrise. What's that award-winning show in the morning?
Sunrise. With Mel and Koshy.
With Mel.
They flew
her up there.
I know. On Tuesday morning, they had her in Townsville and him in Cairns, I think.
They forming a front.
Where's Barrett's?
They're hoping that if the cyclone hits where Mel's standing, the winds may be averted. They just got to make sure she doesn't open her mouth because she could end up like a spinnaker.
They could end up somewhere near the Bungle Bungles.
But I thought that was very interesting that they would fly their leading news presenters
on the spot reporting
into the eye of the storm.
Well, we do love that, don't we?
Because I don't think she has anything figure hugging to wear. She's always draped in something, hasn't she? She's got a lot of fabric hanging off her.
She does.
She does. So
Koshy's always looks the same.
I suspect that this morning at about 2 o'clock when the cyclone hit, she was standing there like Marilyn Monroe.
Over a vent.
No, I don't think Yana went up there. What could we get called up for?
The army.
That'd be brilliant.
We could get conscripted.
Imagine you and I in khaki.
Imagine.
Operation Desert Storm. Woo-woo.
Or Operation FNQ.
Yes.
No,
We should go and entertain the troops.
I know. You would love to do that.
I could entertain a few. I was chatting to someone on the online recently. I did my bit for community.
What was that?
I got some people expelled from Gaydar.
Oh, look at you.
I reported them and they had to delete their profiles.
What are you, because the Gaydar police?
I got scammed, God damn it.
Did you?
Yes, there was this really attractive man on Gaydar.
Yes.
And he said hello to me. And I thought, oh, here we go, my luck's changed. Anyway, we started having a chat and he said, are you on MSN?
Yes, that's Messenger.
Messenger, yep. That's it. And I said, yes. And he said, well, why don't we chat there because it's kind of easier to chat.
Sure. How about picking up the phone? That's even easier.
But then we got onto MSN, right, and he was having a bit of a chat. And then he said something about mobile phone. He did mention mobile.
Sure.
But he said cell phone.
Oh.
And I said, oh.
That's when you jerried.
And I thought, is he in Melbourne?
He's a merry can.
And then he said, I said, oh, you know, you know, where exactly are you? And, you know, he said, I don't know, it was like Surrey Hills or whatever. I went, what, in Sydney? And, you know, then, but he said cell phone. And I said, oh, he said, and he asked me why. And I said, well, because you said, you use the word cell phone, that sort of gives away, you know, some sort of, you know, a bit of an American background. And then he said, oh, I'm half American, half Australian.
Right.
And I went, okay. And
is this when you started to unpick?
Well, I thought this is a very elaborate, you know, it's very detailed now. It's very, we're sort of starting to swap, we're starting to swap family secrets and recipes. And I thought any minute now we're going to get engaged. But what? Then he said, yeah, he goes, well, I work, you know, we were sort of, he goes, what do you do? And I thought, well, I didn't, you know, because there's lots of questions, I thought, well, this can't be a scam.
Right.
But then I thought, he's either going to be a male prostitute, because that's what normally happens with me, or because I thought, why would he be wanting to have a chat? And then he said to me, yeah, I'm actually on leave at the moment. I work in Saudi Arabia or somewhere, you know, like in the Middle East. And
right.
I went, oh, what are you doing? He goes, I'm in the army.
Yeah,
and I went, oh, okay. And I said, so then I was a bit interested in his army thing. He goes, yes, you know, and he goes, you would be really surprised. It's really surprising how much action I get while I'm working overseas. And I said, really? Like, how much action are we talking? And he said, oh, you know, there's so much action. I get so much action. You know, everyone's gagging for it overseas. And I went, you know, like in the army. And I went, uh huh. And he goes, I've even taken some footage of me and some of the other guys.
Right.
And I went, right. And he said, do you want to see it? And I went,
yes.
Yes. No. And I said, well, but then I had to like sign up to this website.
Oh,
you know, and
come
I went,
on.
Oh, there you go. So that, you know, that was, you know, the whole thing.
And so you told on him.
And there I was, you know, wallflower, expecting my dance card to be filled by Mr. Gorgeous, but all he was some scammer. But anyway, and so I said to him, so you're telling me, but before I reported him to, you know, Gaydar, I had to sort of establish the facts. So I said, so you're telling me you're a soldier, you go overseas, like you're you know, you're locked away with all these soldiers and you're all gagging for it at night and you all do it, and what, you all videotape each other?
Because that goes with the territory.
You know, in these days of Paris Hilton.
All the other Hiltons.
Who's the other one that did porno videos?
Oh, they all did.
They've all done them except us, Frank.
He's one of the most popular sports people to ever hit the water.
Gold and a world record. The birth of a legend. Ian Thorpe.
And he's got some news.
Ian Thorpe on Wednesday has called a press conference.
So what is it? Are you joining the rainbow community? Come on.
I'm very glad that I am.
See? It's not that hard.
I've told everyone else around me to lie through their teeth. And so it would have been a lot easier to sit on that and not do a thing.
It's a little bit too much information. The Two Fat Lattes. They don't look good in Speedos, but at least they're honest about what they are. Joy 94.9.
Thorpe.
What's going on there?
Well, I had a drink with him the other night.
Did you?
Yes, we're old mates. you could say we're buddies almost.
Buddies?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, we go way back.
Why? He's only 28 and you're double his age.
Yeah, shut your face, Moll. Her and I go back a long way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I was chatting to, because, you know, he was at my place the other night, actually. And I cooked up a little, I don't know, a very quick paella. Something, you know, a little,
very quick.
A very quick casserole, you know, very slow, a long, slow cook, that kind of thing. Anyway, and he asked me if I wanted a pearl necklace, and I said no. I said,
is he still giving those away?
He's always trying to give me a pearl necklace.
Well, God, Oprah's now doing it.
She gave, but hers was a black pearl.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But no, but when I received her pearl necklace, it looked like freshwater pearls.
So you were with Thorpe.
Mm.
Anything else?
No, I just wanted to have a gag about the pearl necklace.
My issue was that...
Because is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard of?
What?
Well, someone like Thorpe is giving away pearl necklaces.
Well, someone thought it was a good idea.
Well, he didn't. He needs a bit of... He needs a PA with a P...
Well, see, considering that he knows you, you'd be good at that.
Well, I'm quite...
You could advise.
I'm quite happy to receive jewellery every now and then. I'm not adverse to a good pearl necklace. It just doesn't go with the hair.
One of the things I wanted to say before we go is that he was talking at this interview about him coming back to swimming.
Yes.
And there was this reporter hounding Paul Thorpe.
Like us.
And he was saying,
paparazzi.
You know, how are you dealing with the deceit upon the Australian public? I'm going, gee, deceit? That's a bit strong, deceit.
Was he deceitful?
Well, apparently, because he didn't tell. He goes, I asked you outright, are you coming back to swimming? And you said no.
He just decided not to tell him.
Well, exactly.
Who is this reporter?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm going to have his license revoked.
You are back with the Two Fat Lattes. Benny and Frank with you this evening. And in the studio we have
someone live in the studio.
Someone live, and the lovely Ross Watson is with us this evening. Hello, Ross.
Live and kicking.
Good on you.
What do you do, Ross?
Get straight to it,
just
Benny.
Just assume we have no idea what you do.
That's right. Well, I've been playing with crayons and, you know, paints and paper for the last, it's probably 40 years if I start right at the beginning. When I was actually exempted from playing football. One of my teachers sort of said, oh, you know, he has some talent here. This is to my headmaster. And, you know, so the headmaster said, well, he can go and just paint and draw as much as he likes in the art room while all the other boys go and, you know, get really dirty and bloody and fall over themselves on football field.
Because I was thinking, you know, for people who are out there listening to the show who have no idea what you do, you're basically a very amazing painter.
Depending on who you talk to.
Well, I think you are. I've been to your gallery and seen your work.
Yes, I have.
You have some very interesting... How would you describe your technique? Is it photorealism?
Contemporary realism. It's not exactly photorealism. Photorealism in the strictest sense of the word relates to... Like the photorealists came out of America in the late 60s. Mm. And so you had people like Chuck Close and one artist just painted, you know, a series of phone booths. But, you know, they just copy a photograph and the technique was incredible. But what I've always done is combined a number of different images. Yes. So I'm actually creating a new kind of scene or something.
Because I don't know if on our show I love collecting mashups, like song mashups. So for me, you're a visual mashup. You take things that are visual and you mash them and create something totally new. Yeah. And usually there's probably a reference to some sort of like an older, say a masterpiece of some kind, but inserted into it would, you know, like some very famous people, like...
Like in this example here, there's a very contemporary artiste, if you want to call him that, a Francois Sagat, who's a porn star.
He's
in a very
artiste.
Religious kind of pose.
Well, in that particular painting, I mean, I've referred to one of Caravaggio's paintings and I've replaced, I think it's St. Peter, with Francois. But there's a very political message with this because Francois is doing a lot of work to reduce HIV, AIDS. Before I met him, I'd learnt that the French government had employed him for World AIDS Day, I think 2 years ago, to do a television campaign. And I was just thrilled when he came into my last Sydney exhibition about a year ago, and he said he'd been sort of following my work in magazines and blogs, and so that was the first painting that I made with him.
Mm. And you mentioned before, Ross, you mentioned Elton John. Is he a collector of your work?
Yes, he bought his first painting of mine when I think I was about 25. It was a painting which had been
a couple of years ago.
Well, we'd have to be honest and say it was actually four over his stretch to five. I'd made this painting. I'd put so much effort into it. I'll never forget. And it was entered into a prize, an art prize. I can't even remember which one now. But anyway, it wasn't successful. And a courier delivered it back to the gallery that at that time represented my work in Sydney. who walks in but Elton, his whole entourage. And it's the first thing he saw, and he just said, oh, I love it, and bought it. So, mind you, he bought a lot more and, of course, continues to buy a lot of photography. You probably know the last 10 years he's concentrated on photography. And he has a museum quality collection, which is in Atlanta, and employs staff, a full-time curator, and has an it's an extraordinary collection.
Let's talk about are there prints available?
I produce Giclée edition prints of not all of my work, but many of them.
Yes.
In the current exhibition, there are a number of new prints that have been produced just recently. Yes. So, but look, there's everything from $30 signed calendars.
That's exactly
right. Up to the centerpiece of the exhibition, which is the largest painting I've made in 10 years, which has sold recently for a record price to a man who's become my patron, really, in New York.
Yeah.
And he buys them from his BlackBerry screen.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that?
Wow. It was lovely talking
Ross,
to you.
Ross, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yes. Thanks for waving your wand in the studio.
Benny and Frank with you, and that was Sia and her new tune, I'm In Here.
Is she a Sia?
She does Sia a lot.
Mm.
And that's from her fabulous album, We Are Born.
Oh, We Are Born too.
Glitter. We are just born.
The answer is glitter, Frank.
Oh, glitter, sorry.
Sparkle.
Sparkle, yes. What's wrong with me? My head.
Yes, what's wrong with you, Frank Sparkle?
I just wanted to tell you, there's a new study, Benny, that's worked out. This is interesting.
You and your studies.
I love this.
This better be interesting, Frank Latte.
Because taste in music can break up couples.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
Taste of dinner can break up couples.
A new study's worked out how music influences your life, sexual attraction. It predicts sexual attraction, Benny, and why a relationship might end, all because of your taste in music.
Well, how do you know if you're sexually attracted to someone? How do you know that they're like
the let me continue.
Okay.
The most recent issue of Psychology of Music takes a close look at the connection between identity, music, and what makes people click.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers believe that rock is associated with social awareness and rebelliousness.
Well, I can throw this out the window right now.
So hang on, let's just keep going. While pop is connected to values about gender roles and conformity.
Really?
Yes. So remember, rock, social awareness and rebelliousness.
Yes.
And pop, gender roles and conformity. People who like blues, jazz, classical and folk are quite liberal and more open to experiences.
Oh, I'm very beige. What was that one?
People who like blues, jazz, classical and folk.
Blues, jazz and folk.
They're apparently quite liberal and more open to experiences.
Oh, yes.
So study also says that a woman's devotion to country music makes her less attractive to a potential male mate, and a man's interest in country music makes him less attractive to women.
If you're a beige male and your female likes country music.
Yes, and vice versa.
You should walk away.
Well, apparently they don't like each other. They're not attracted to each other.
I could have told you that.
It also found that men were more strongly attracted to women with who they shared musical tastes. Duh.
But I know a lot of couples who don't like the same music.
Yeah, so it's not the be all and end all.
Because I don't think that comes up in
it's one of my main questions.
No, it's not.
Oh, when I'm interviewing.
No, it's not.
I ask.
You went out with someone who didn't have the same musical taste as you.
Well, actually, that's true.
That's why I was thinking I could throw.
Well, love conquers all, doesn't it?
Oh, cock does. Who cares about music when the smell of it is in the air?
But apparently it is one of my top five questions that I ask these days.
Well, I ask people what they like to eat.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
No, I don't ask
because
that.
Because
I can't cook.
I ask them if they're...
You cover all bases.
I'm kind of open. I'm like a conch.
If you're open, that means you like blues, jazz, classical and folk.
No, not at all. if someone was to thrust it in my face, I wouldn't say no. If someone was to...
I'm sure they would.
If someone was to thrust some blues in my face, a couple of blueies, I wouldn't say no. Like, you know, I'm adaptable. Like, if I'm at a party and if I'm in Tamworth, I'm going to put on the hat and enjoy some rock, you know, like
country music.
You have to.
Do you?
Well, why? Yeah.
I suppose if you're in Tamworth, you can't get away from it, can you?
Well, what are you going to do if you're in Tamworth?
Yes. You need to blend.
If your A380 happened to fall in Tamworth and you got left there and all that was available was country music.
You'd go into a line dance, wouldn't you?
I'd do a couple of lines.
The Two Fat Lattes need your help.
The rainbows need to get together. We need to find our gay Uluru.
Like they need a cultural centre for everything rainbow.
I can be master of ceremonies.
Please help the Two Fat Lattes find their gay Uluru.
We are like the original inhabitants in that we love to take our tops off and dance.
The Two Fat Lattes on Joy.
There's nothing I would love more than to see the rainbow people find their gay Uluru. We talked about that last week.
I don't know if people have found their gay Uluru.
We need a cultural centre. And coming off that, like spokes in a wheel, would be a lot of like customs and rituals that would come
That would have to evolve after we've discovered what our cultural centre is.
And I think one of the rituals that I'm going to be a proponent. I was going to say propeller. I want to see...
What do you want to see?
Well, just recently at work.
Well, hang on. Can I just say, if we've decided that our cultural Uluru is going to be the cheese sticks at Tullamarine Entry,
yes.
Tell me about your...
Well, then what I need to do is form a committee
of
archbishops.
okay.
We need a couple of gay archies to... And one of the things that I think we should establish early is that everyone needs a nickname.
Oh, we do nicknames.
Every rainbow needs a nickname, right? And sometimes that nickname is a drag name, or it's going to be your new, as a gay hatchling, it's your new name that everyone's going to know you as, right?
Yep.
Because at work the other day... this guy Andrew, he's not really a hatchling, he's been out for ages, but he's saying, you know, I'm going to change my ways, I think I need to go out with someone a lot older, you know, like really old. And I went, oh my god, really old? And he goes, yeah, I'm going to be glamorous and blah blah blah, and I'm going to go out with someone really old. And I went, oh, who are you? Anna Nicole Smith. And then like, we're having a bit of laugh because he was Anna Nicole Smith, and he goes, oh, I wish I was Anna Nicole Smith after the operation. I said, so right now you're Anna No-Hole Smith. And he goes, oh my god, that's my name, Anna No-Hole. And I went, oh my god, we should have like a christening party. And imagine that, like Sunday afternoon or like a Saturday night, and have everyone over.
You do it under the cheese stick because there's a bit of water there.
Well, no, in your homes or in a reception centre. Like, because the beige have got it, like they've got it down pat. You know, the most stupid excuse, like getting married. And like they they get presents. They put on a big party. They get dressed up in costumes. And I thought, that's what we need. We need...
A renaming party.
We need a christening. And I said, you need to organise. I'm going to organise it for you. We need to have a christening. I'll be your fairy godfather. You can ask someone to be your fairy godmother. And like, and then we rename them. And then that's what they're known for, you know, for the rest of their gay life.
Right. So what's yours? Have you worked out yours?
Yes, I'm Miss Ordinary Hepburn.
Oh.
What's yours?
I don't know. I don't think
Well,
I
you
have
haven't
one.
Been christened. We've got to crack the egg.
You do.
We'll
have to workshop mine.
But do you like that idea? Like, we should have rituals like that. One of them is the christening.
Well, you'll have to have a almost like a legislation printed.
We do. We've got such big work ahead of us. If there's any solicitors out there, makers of law, marriage celebrants, you know, like, we need to get a committee together.
We do.
To write down the fine print frame.
Mm, that's true.
Mm.
We're doing the homo helpline.
I've just whacked on with the surgical gloves, and I've given Christian from Windsor wrote in. I've just given him a wipe down and some mercuricome and some alcohol.
Oh, all of that.
I've given him the full treatment. it says here, dear Lattes, I love your idea of a christening party for gay hatchlings. Benny, would you do me the honour of being my gay lord father?
Gaylord Father. Is that what we're calling it
well,
now?
Well, instead of God.
Well, I suppose.
So rather than a God, it's
yeah, we don't Gaylord. Want any religious theme through yeah. it.
Will you sponsor my development down the rainbow road to fabulousness? When can we sit down and workshop
it's
my hatching?
It's sounding very Dorothy.
It is. He says here, when can we sit down and workshop my hatching? Christian from Windsor.
So are you into this?
I haven't seen a photo.
Oh, so you just don't accept willy-nilly.
Look, I can do it.
Can you, Frank? Can you be a Gaylord Father if you don't know the person? And be a mentor.
Well, we are writing the rules as we speak, oh, I suppose. Frank. We are. This is groundbreaking gay history, rainbow history. We are at the forefront, Frank. We are not only gay royalty. We are now the spiritual leaders.
Oh, please.
Of Spectrum.
Is that what we're calling it? Spectrum.
I don't know. We are like the lens. In a single reflex camera. You're the shutter.
Really?
I'm the flash.
I just shut it all down.
No, well, look, Christian, he's sensed... Look, I'm feeling for Christian at the moment because he wants to hatch. He's tried to... He's poked
Is
his,
he a young hatchling?
Well,
Did
I have
he
no
give
idea.
His age?
All he said was Christian in Windsor.
I suppose you don't have to have an age to be hatched.
No. So I suppose he's looking for a little bit of guidance.
Mm.
Well, he must if he's listening to the show. poor thing.
Poor thing
poor
indeed.
Poor thing, Christian. I think we need to get Christian into the studio.
Do you think so?
For a good workover. There's the workshop isn't well. Look, we can do a little bit of a workshop. We're going to have to sit down and
well.
Think,
firstly, Benny, we can't write this stuff until we actually decide where our cultural centre is going to be.
Let's pretend we have a cultural centre. Let's pretend that 225 Bourke Street is the cultural centre.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, level 9.
So let's say that. So the first cab off the rank is
what are we doing?
Is the food.
Okay. That's important.
That's important, Christian. We need to organize a venue and some food, don't we?
You do.
I'm going for a low carb affair. What about you? Yes, do you think low carb?
Low carb, high protein.
So what about a lot of like what about meat on sticks?
Yes, fabulous.
I love it.
Yes, satay sticks.
Sticky food. I love it. Yes, I was going to go arancini.
You can't. That's high carb.
It's very high carb.
And deep fried.
Well, Christian.
It'll kill your Italian.
He's right. Actually, Christian is very right. He and I need to sit down. I need to sit down with him and work out how he wants his hatching to actually go. Because he's just stuck. What he's actually done, he's just done by contacting the Two Fat Lattes is he's just stuck his beak out of his shell.
He has.
We've seen his beak and we're going to do a cesarean. We're going to pull him all out.
Thank God you corrected that.
We're going to pull him out of his yolky sack.
It seems controversy never ends in the world of sport.
The St Kilda football team has been making headlines.
The excitement of a team training camp in New Zealand was not enough for some of the players.
And now
they'll also have to find full-time work while they're suspended.
So here at the Two Fat Lattes, we thought, why don't we give them a job? They could answer the phones, help with a homo helpline. Or how about just advertising the show down on Bourke Street with nothing but a pair of skimpy shorts? See, they're good for something. The Two Fat Lattes, always willing to help with a job. Not that kind.
Joy 94.9.
We're doing the homo helpline.
Take a seat.
We're helping Christian out. Who's
we'll be with you in a moment.
Take a seat.
Yes. I mean, I'm looking after reception.
Of course
yes.
You are.
You continue. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, Christian, it wants to be hatched. Hatched. That's the terminology we're using?
Yes, hatching. We've got a couple of messages. I got one from Morris who says, love you boys. Hilarious. Claudia wrote in and she says...
What does she say?
She goes, I want to be part of the Church of the Glittering Mind. She goes, Benny...
I love the Church of the Glittering Mind.
Yeah, she said, Benny, you're a high priest of colour and movement.
Priestess.
Tom has just sent a message. He goes, what do I buy a hatchling? He goes, are gifts required at a gay christening?
Yes. Gifts, absolutely.
Absolutely. We can't let the beige get away with all the presents. We're talking white goods. We're talking freezer sets. We're talking freezers, white goods.
Cut above. We're not doing shitty dinner
we're
plates.
We're talking crystal vases.
Yes.
By whatever, whoever.
Yes.
Dinner sets. What would you give? Actually, that's a very interesting question, Tom. What would you give a hatchling? Do you give them something symbolic?
Yes, of course you would.
To help them along the road.
Like a
Prada bag. I would give them some like masking tape, gaffer tape.
What's that going to do?
To hold their heart together.
Oh.
Because in the course of your life, your journey down the Rainbow Highway, you're going to have a few roadkill. Aren't you?
Why does the gaffer tape help?
Well, I was kind of thinking holding it together. Well, right. either that or a silver shovel.
Silver shovel might be better.
But you don't want to be picking up the roadkill.
No, you're shoveling it out of the way.
I've done so much shoveling lately. I need a silver bulldozer. What would you give a hatchling?
It'd have to be a name brand. It has to be Versace D&G.
Oh, my God, you can't give generic presents to hatchlings.
Generic?
You can't.
Don't they want
you can't
that?
Do no names. you can't do black and gold. Can you?
No, absolutely not.
No, it would have to be. Does it have to be
it
brand?
Does.
It would have
it
to be.
It does have to be.
Yeah. What could you get away with generic, just in case?
Is there anything that you can get away with this generic?
Marshmallows. Can't or cooking chocolate. You can't tell that shit apart from the carob is carob, man.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Unless you know, but I don't think you would be giving a chocolate present to a hatchling, would you?
You've just reminded me of something really innocuous and completely off the
It's one gift you can't give a hatchling is something chocolate.
That's true.
Can you?
No.
Tell me what you're innocuous.
No, because it was really dumb.
Tell me. I love dumb. God.
I was watching Californication.
Oh, yeah.
And he was having sex with this woman.
Yes.
And there was a monkey in the room.
Oh.
And the monkey started chucking poo at him. It just reminded me of that.
Insert cricket sound now. Okay.
Sorry, that just came to mind. I don't know why.
The other thing you could give a hatchling.
They were like nuggets.
I just hope. Can we just, if people are going to have hatchling parties and assist, what would you call them? Fresh hatchlings. What do you call them? This is a job for Simo from East St Kilda. He comes up with good.
Does
ones.
He? I don't know. What would you call
one
them?
One thing that you I don't
be
want
like newborns.
What? Yeah, the newborns. One thing I don't want to see is people handing them. Pets.
Who does that? Who hands someone?
Beige people give each other things like, you know, Weimaraners and Shih Tzus. If anyone handed me a Shih Tzu.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.